All the Lazaruses are addressed by the saint's action, proposed in the Christian tradition as models of hospitality, that is, as moral archetypes. Their stories also offer a moral reading. The account of their actions is inseparable from the proposal they embody, the care of the poor and sick, by St. Anthony Abbot, St. Martin, St. Vincent de Paul, St. Camillus de Lellis, St. John of God, St. Benedict Meni, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Didicus of Alcala, St. Rita of Cassia, St. Martin de Porres, and many other saints is the incarnation of the moral sense of the events of sacred history. Each of them, in their own way, are diverse models of the incarnation of hospitality that constitutes the biblical narrative. We invite you to pause first before the figure of St. Anthony Abbot, an early 17th century work by Gregorio Fernandez preserved in the Church of the Saints John in Nava del Rey, Valladolid. The saint is dressed in the austere monastic habit of the Antonine friars, with the characteristic towel-shaped cross on his scapula. In his right hand he holds a silver staff, and with his left he holds a book. His beautiful head looks downward, seeking the spectator's gaze. At his feet is the customary pig in his iconography. The Collegiate Church of San Martin in Bonilla de la Sierra, Avila, houses one of the most complete iconographic sets of Spanish painting dedicated to Saint Martin. Dated to the late 15th century, they were executed by the circle of the Master of Avila. The author, aided by another painter, shows himself as the highest quality artistic personality of the Avila focus. Although he maintains expressive deformation, a consequence of the influence of Fernando Gallego's activity in the Salamanca area, he tempers the dynamism and dramatism of Gallego, characterizing his characters with less elongated proportions and more serene gestures, fitting the charitable and thaumaturgical personality with which St. Martin is presented. From the Cathedral Museum of Avila, we have the Poor Lazarus. This highly realistic sculpture allows a clear understanding of the gospel character and his story. Lazarus is presented barefoot, dressed in glued and painted rags, hanging from his emaciated anatomy, well modelled by the shading of the polychromy. The bleeding ulcer on his shoulder, the body's curvature, and the imploring gesture of his face transmitted to the outstretched arm in a petition attitude are not missing. The sculpture must be attributed to the context of mid-17th century Castilian sculpture due to its determined naturalism. But the individualized characterization of Lazarus here achieves a high degree of universality, as the figure conveys the suffering of all those who are victims of poverty and disease. We continue with other equally extraordinary pieces, such as the release of Saint Camillus de Lellis, carved by Luis Salvador Carmona, currently part of the collection of the Pious Schools of the Piarist Fathers in Madrid. The relief depicts Saint Camillus fainted before the crucified, who unfastens to extend his arms, encouraging him to continue the foundation of the order of the ministers of the sick, while a young angel delicately supports and comforts him in this ordeal, and two cherub heads contemplate the scene. He wears a tight-fitting black cassock and cloak, similar to those of the Jesuits, with the rosary knotted at his waist. His distinctive elements are a red cross with wide and flat arms sewn onto his cloak and cassock, and a flaming heart overflowing on his chest. To El Greco is attributed the vision of Saint Francis, depicting the following supernatural event. Then a beautiful and splendid flame of fire came, resting on Saint Francis's body. Seeing this and fearing to disturb the saint, Brother Leo slowly backed away. Hence the work has sometimes been titled St. Francis in the Vision of the Torch, The painting is the perfect example to understand the complex and spectacular artistic progress developed by the painter throughout his career, from his initial Italian training stage, where he created small and innocent Franciscan compositions open to a landscape and featuring these same two characters, to translate this same theme 20 years later into a singular composition with monumental figures, essentialized to the maximum in their scenographic, stylistic elements, and with very complex light effects. In this mature stage, the saint's figures no longer appear outlined against clear blue and silver skies. Now, the penitential scene is camouflaged in darker, warmer, cloudy atmospheres, full of very subtle light contrasts. It seems as if the painter, in the early 17th century, intuited the new directions the artistic language would take, ultimately leading to a new era like the Baroque.